Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. This is worse than when they get the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, because that's something these celebrities pay for themselves. This is an actual tribute.
It's a real tribute because they, you know, they only do it with movie stars.
And here's why I'm going to officially turn on Adam Sandler.
What did he do?
Here's the quote. He says, "I'm my own man, but today I can say I am now the legendary Adam Sandler."
Was he joking when he said it?
I saw the clip. No.
No.
No, he said it like he thought he was goddamn Jimmy Stewart getting the Oscar. Okay? Goodbye.
Well, maybe he can use that voice that he uses every time he does it, every single character, you know, even when he's trying to be serious.
He'd never lose me if he'd do that, Mike.
You
never lose me.
Well, turkey for you.
But I'm going to see the Will Ferrell movie, because the Will Ferrell is this generation's Adam Sandler.
You know, I will never do a Will Ferrell impression.
Why?
Because he is a jar of mayonnaise.
Stop it.
I thought Adam Sandler was this generation's Adam Sandler.
No, Adam Sandler is last generation's Adam Sandler.
Time moves on.
Hello, okay. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm not sure if you caught out to lunch today.
Caught what?
With Chad Dukes.
Oh, is this about the DJs in Baltimore? Okay, what today?
Well, some stupid chick called in today, and her comment was basically that Don and Mike, you know, used to be the stuff back in the day. And,
I'm sorry, you know what? Her ability to express herself.
Let's just give her a chance.
But it sounds like a listener to that show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead. I'll let you have your way. Go ahead.
Well,
ramp it up again.
Tiger. Okay, all right.
Hold on a second. I hate it when I step up. I think she's trying to tell us something.
I know she is. I know there's something she's trying to tell.
Okay, what did the dumb DJ say?
Well, it was a caller, you know, and I listen to your show every day.
Now listen, we're going to stay with you. Don's behind you on this one. It's going to work. I'm going to request one thing. I don't do this very often, all right?
What?
Okay.
Say what you have to say without saying two words. Without saying, you know. Go.
I can't. I'm nervous.
Fair enough. Okay. It's a big woe in
Dukes
or whatever they are. I think you've got a little portrait of those listeners.
That she was nervous in school, too.
Right.
I apologize for Mike's behavior with
him. He's picked up the handset now.
Yes, my sweet. Yes? Mm-hmm. Oh, did they? Did they really? Did they really? Right. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
And what did she tell you?
Really, it was something like this.
Thanks, Don, for talking about. I knew you would understand. Don, I like this. It was a caller that said it. It was a caller, and they didn't say anything about it. Don, that's what it was.
But
Jesus Christ.
I stood up for it.
You know, basically, you know the thing, this lady, you know,
Oh, come on.
Come on. She was nervous. Sometimes, I know. Maybe I was a little hard on her.
I think, watch it, dirty mouth. I think you were, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
I think you pulled a boner there.
I'm sorry about that. Lady, if you're listening,
a big boner there.
I'm very, very sorry.
Because we love you, and it's us against them.
Right.
Us meaning us against everybody. Like those guys, if those punks are doing that, let us know.
Right.
Just call me in the office.
Yeah.
You do. Just call me in the office with that
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. You're more patient in the office. Life goes a little slower in the office than it does here.
Yeah.
On the information superhighway.
I know. It's not easy sitting there next to Mount St. O'Mara. Because you never know.
When I'm going to blow again.
When that thing is just going
to... I'm going to blow my top. You know, it's a lot of pressure being the bad cop on this show. Really is.
Tell me.
Every day.
Tell me.
You can hear that if you really listen carefully. Even when we're talking, you can hear this. You know what that is?
What, Mike?
It's a lit fuse. Absolutely. And I say absolutely too much when I'm upset.
That?
Huh?
What?
I say absolutely too much. We all have our verbal crutches.
Is a
verbal crutch basically is a, what's that thing you always get mad at yourself for saying?
That's because my wife says when I say it's not sufficient to say it's...
Be that as it may.
Yeah. Having said that,
that's what
pisses her off.
I also say, let me tell you right now.
No, your big one is, I want to go on record.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
You said it the other day, though.
I did.
You did.
I did.
And I didn't call you on it because...
It's a part of you.
Damn it. It was nothing.
Oh, why the hell didn't you let me know? How did that slip through? Oh, God.
Don't agonize. Don't beat yourself up.
Well, forget it.
Hello?
No sleep tonight.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I listen to those guys all day long and all morning or afternoon, and I don't hear them talking about you guys, although I did hear your name mentioned on Howard Stern occasionally, which is pretty shocking to me.
Oh, that is shocking, yes, that our name would be met. Why is that shocking to you?
Well, because he invented being a shock jock.
Yes, he is a shock jock, and I do find him rather funny. But I don't know, I don't expect to hear your name on his show, and I hear it on his show about a couple of times a month, I guess. It's just shocking
to me. It's shocking.
You guys are going to the streaming website.
I want to bring up a point here, and this can pertain. I really, that you say you listen to all of that show in Baltimore, right?
Well, for the most part, I'm a driver, I'm in the vehicle.
I think you got to stop doing that. Let me tell you why. Based on the last caller, a very well-meaning caller, and based on your call, you're a very well-meaning guy.
Yes.
I think it's eating your brain. I really think it's eating your brain.
Long-term damage.
Yeah, the amateur show. Mm-hmm. I think you make two choices. You listen to that show in Baltimore, or you huff. You know, you basically inhale spray paint. It's going to have the same thing.
But it's like smoking. If you stop, it gets better, right?
I think
you
can
heal.
And the huffing is funny.
When I huff,
this is Sam Huff.
That's what I do.
Yes.
When I'm going to huff.
I saw a documentary on that one time, which is just with these people, and they had the silver paint.
Yeah.
All around their mouths, and they're like, and he's trying to tell the cop that he wasn't high, and he had a little circle of this stuff. He's like, I'm all right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Steve from Glenbury, Maryland.
Hi there, Steve.
Live 105.7.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Can't wait for you to come on.
Okay, that's enough of a bio. What can we do for you?
I have a message from Tom Barr. Do you remember the email that you got from Tom Barr from WCBM?
Yes, we read that at the beginning of the show.
Funny, yeah.
Yes, exactly. The message from Tom Barr, and I have this on direct authority,
yes,
is you guys are toast if you mess with me.
Okay. that's a funny guy in Baltimore.
Yes, absolutely.
We don't know who he is, but we get that.
Yeah.
And he gets it. That's fine.
Absolutely. Hello. Nice guy. I said absolutely again.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Big Phil and Pukes. Talking about you guys, they said, you know, if you guys come up there on Friday, they welcome you with open arms. They wish you would come down there. It's pretty much for the gist of what they were saying all day.
All right.
Them and that fat comedic genius, Ralphie May.
Okay, well, we don't know much about him.
I don't know much about
him.
Talking about.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, you know, my only point with these guys all along has been, you know, and they have talked about my wife. Hey, that's fine because she's on the show, but she's a girl. And they talk about my dead dog, and they talk about Mike, and they love talking about us. But they don't have the balls to say anything to anybody in management at this company when they say what's going on. They're like, hey, we're team players. You're not team players. Please, get out of here. You amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
Team player, I'll just reference this. Chad Dukes, this disc jockey in Baltimore. This has nothing to do with him talking about us on the radio.
Okay.
Anyway. I wouldn't be going to an XM radio website and posting as, I am Chad Dukes from Live 105, and I think Howard Stern sucks, I think Don and Mike suck, and I think that everybody on XM is great. I think that stinks to have an employee that does that.
Sure, it's valid.
And the guy is who's calling now? Hello? Hello?
That was
the inside line. Hello?
Did we pick it up? It
sounded like Rosie. Hello?
Thank you!
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Who's this?
Colette.
Hi. Hey, what's happening, baby?
How can you call me?
No, I didn't. No. The light went on in here.
I don't know what happened.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Very busy.
Thank you.
That's Colette. She's at the front desk.
Yes, she was part of a court case earlier today on the show.
That's my only problem with those hacks in Baltimore. We can officially stop talking about them.
Yeah, because it really...
It's becoming like the Jack Diamond effect.
Well, based on those two callers that called in, I know they were well-meaning, but it was a...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mr. Don.
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to know how your evening went last night with your wife.
My friend, the show starts at 3 p.m.
Be here.
Buddy, I get off at 5 and I turn it right on.
I get a new
job.
So
it's all about you, isn't it? Buddy, it'll be in the recap. It'll be in the recap. But Frittany is doing fine. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, this is Brack. I just want to call and tell you guys that, tell Mike that those guys inhale gold paint, not silver paint.
Ah, that's right. It's gold paint. You're absolutely right. That's what I saw on the
video. There's a difference?
I think there is.
Wow.
I think the hallucinogenic properties might be a little different.
Try the gold, dude.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike. Hi, yeah. Radio God.
Hi there.
I want to read a conversation away from this Baltimore DJ guy. Talk about Star Wars.
Here's a shock you want to... I would never guess you want to talk about, Star Wars. You know what I'd like to talk about, sir?
What?
It's a day in the future. It's going to be maybe in the next year or so.
Mm-hmm.
When your testicles drop, that's going to be a big moment in your life.
I'll use the force when it drops.
You know, it's amazing. He had the radio turned up just a little bit in the background.
Yeah.
I heard that sound effect you played.
Yeah,
I heard that. I thought I had an email. Scary.
It is fantastic. I was at the theater last night, Ocean City, actually. It was really weird. We saw this little kid in the whole Obi-Wan poop. And we were just, me and my friends were wondering, you know, if we saw like a full grown man dressed like that, it would just be hilarious.
Star Wars fans will never be able to get any respect.
No.
I'm sure there are Star Wars fans out there that don't wear the costumes, that don't wait out in line. Even a guy like that.
Yeah, but he sounds like he was out there with all his friends. The whole Maze Patrol was out there.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I think Colette was lying. I think she called you.
You know what? You know, you're right. Boy, I hate to... I just... it's such a simple point, but he's so correct.
Isn't she great?
She slipped and made a mistake.
You think she's lying again? All right, I'll catch her at the front desk.
Hold on a second. We got to deal with this right now. Because
there's no doubt it made the big light go on in here.
Yeah,
which indicates
WJFK.
Disguising your voice? Are you disguising your voice?
Who's this?
Colette, what are you doing, honey?
I did not call you guys.
Colette,
the light went off.